So, Hare Krishna. Welcome to the third part of our katha or narration about Srimati Radharani's coronation ceremony. This event is something that gives great pleasure in the heart of the devotees, and it takes away all the miseries. This is a good start for New Year. Now, as I start, it will be a little meditative program, so we might have to remind the parents with children that we have a library where there will be a transmission of this program, but the advantage is the children can play there. So if your children become slightly restless and begin to talk, you are invited to go there and hear and play with the children at the same time. Good. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Loudspeaker is a little bit loud, so if you can decrease the sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
everybody.
Hare Krishna.
Once again, I want to affectionately welcome all of you who have found their way today here into the temple room and who want to celebrate with devotees as we transition from the old year into the new year. We have a very nice program arranged for you, and Gaura Hari will announce it a little later, but for now, let us focus on this very nice katha of Srimati Radharani. We have been enjoying, relishing the coronation of Srimati Radharani so far. And I would like you all to look as much as you can. I know some have a blind corner on our altar. Can you see? There is a stream of nectar falling on Srimati Radharani. This is the coronation bath, the royal bath. She has a crown and a scepter in her hand. For those of you who cannot see from there, please turn around. See, there's also the same picture depicted. Radharani has a crown on, and she sits alone on a royal throne. Now both the deities and the pictures have something in common. Can anyone tell me what it is? Is there something special in Radharani's gesture? Yes, yes, exactly. Her right hand is raised in a blessing. At the time of her coronation, she gave an extraordinary blessing. She said, with a voice as sweet as that of a cuckoo, while raising her right hand, "May all those beings who are bound become freed." It's a blessing where she sends her Taraka Shakti, a tremendous energy that can liberate us from the bondage of karma. Now this is wonderful news for us conditioned souls, but it is said that the gopis who were around her and also Krishna, who heard it, was somewhat apprehensive when she gave that blessing. May all the bound creatures be free, because they were all bound to Radharani with love, and they were afraid that Radharani was cutting the rope of love. However, this is the one rope which is never cut in the spiritual world, the rope of divine love. So Radha dispelled all the apprehensions by giving gifts to everyone. Good. We had talked about this in some detail. I want to raise a question before I continue with the rest of the katha. Who exactly is Srimati Radharani? Well, there are two perspectives in which you can answer this question. From the perspective of philosophical truth or tattva, Srimati Radharani is the pleasure-giving potency of Krishna, the Hladini Shakti. But she's someone totally different from another or second perspective. Like all spiritual truths, there's many layers. So let us first start with the tattva level. She is the energy of the Lord. You can know a person only fully at the moment where you can perceive his or her energy. For instance, someone may look very ordinary, but if he displays his vak shakti, that is the energy of speech, and talks in very logical but also very far-reaching ways about something, you know, my God, he's an intelligent person. He looked like an ordinary person. Or, you know, when a person sings or builds a building or defeats 10 persons in wrestling or constructs a universe, like the Lord does through his Brahma, then through his energy, you understand who is really that person. So Krishna can be understood in truth only if you look and try to understand Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, it is not possible. And you will have misconceptions, possibly, about Krishna. Now, there's another perspective. That is the perspective in through the lens of Rasa. And that is Radharani is Krishna's most dearly beloved. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, in his work Radha Rasa Sudanidhi, says, the Krishna chants her name while he is sitting in a bower on the banks of the Yamuna, means in a foresty area, and while he chants the names of Srimati Radharani, his eyes are filled with tears. When did Krishna start to chant Radha, Radha, Radha? This is really Krishna. But Krishna was actually initiated in another mantra. He was initiated by the family priest Bhaguri Muni in chanting Narayan, 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 Narayan. So he was in the temple near Nandagram chanting the names of Narayan, 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 Narayan. Vrinda Devi, the Leela Shakti of the Lord, wanted to know how Krishna is doing with his mantra. it may be when the guru has given the Gayatri mantras to a new disciple, he might come at the time when the disciple chants, perhaps the noon time, and inspects how alive he is in his chanting. And he might see that he actually fell asleep because he ate too much for the lunch. And then he has an understanding of the priorities of his disciple. So Vindadevi also wanted to know, how is our Krishna doing with chanting the name of one of his expansions, Narayan, Narayan? So Vrindadevi sent a messenger. Do you know who is the messenger of Vrindadevi? It's a Shuka, a parrot. Yeah, she has a blue parrot, a green parrot, and a yellow parrot. and these have sub-parrots, you know. There's a whole 100,000, millions of parrots, but they're divided in groups. So one parrot was sent by Vrindadevi, tell me the news, how Krishna is doing with his chanting. And then the parrot came into the little temple where Krishna was chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. He noted Krishna was very bored. So the Shuka, the parrot, asked, my dear Lord, I don't know how parrots speak, but something like this perhaps, I see you are not fascinated to chant this mantra in which you were initiated. No, said Krishna, I wish to experience Dhara. Dhara is a stream of ecstasy. Those who know, who perform sadhana in this world, they wish to get into the flow of sadhana. They don't like mechanic practice because it's boring. They like to be captured by the divine shakti of the Lord, which comes through the parampara, and they like to, as one devotee puts it, throw themselves into the current of eternity, you know, the flow of eternity, which carries the sadhaka and his consciousness, or the consciousness of the sadhana to Krishna. Mechanic practice is not appreciated by sincere God lovers. The parrot heard Krishna saying, I wish to experience Dhara, the stream of ecstasy. And then the parrot said, then why don't you just chant Dhara, 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 Dhara? So, saw a transcendental leela where everything is arranged, where all the players who enter the leela have a certain mission to say, a certain message. And Krishna said, good idea. And he chanted, Dhara, 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 Dhara. Because if you chant so much Dhara, then the syllables will turn, especially if you have a high regard for Srimati Radharani, and it's no longer Dhara, it's Ra, da, yes. And as Krishna chanted the divine names of Radha, his eyes filled with these tears of ecstasies, because it's Srimati Radharani who is totally overwhelming the Lord with pleasure. Prabodhananda Sarasvati tells us a little vignette, a little image from the spiritual world. You would say in modern language, a reel, you know, a small little scene. Srimati Radharani is at the Yamuna. Hands bring a pot into the blackish blue water of the Yamuna. It's a golden pot. So as she sees the blackish blue water, she is whispering, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Krishna notices that he comes and he watches Radha in her love. And Radha sees him at the moment he sees, she sees him. She looks from the corners of the eyes. It's a special glance which Radha has, the Radha Kripa Kataksha. And the glance is like an arrow. Her eyebrows are like bows, and her eyes, the glance is like an arrow, which hits Krishna. When it hits Krishna, comes into a fainting condition. The first thing which drops is his flute. Yes, you heard it correctly. Then the peacock feather falls from him, and then the yellow dhoti drops to the ground. Srimati Radharani, in other words, is so beautiful. It's not an external beauty alone. It's a beauty of love, of Mahabhava. So that Krishna, when he is struck by her glance, faints in ecstasy, and in his expansion of Mahavishnu, never wakes up. Mahavishnu is always sleeping or dreaming, no? So that is the power which Srimati Radharani has over Krishna in the rasa perspective. To understand Radha, Krishna, and their pastimes, you require both of these perspectives to come together and build one unique. The tattva, knowing that Krishna is the origin of all origins, the origins of all energies. Everything rests upon him like the pearls that are strung on your neck beads. You know, that is the and Radha is his energy. But when it comes to the divine interplay of Radha and Krishna, Krishna is totally overwhelmed by the love of Srimati Radharani. How did Radha appear? Narada Muni had heard that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his worshipable Lord, had appeared in Vrindavan as Bal Krishna, as a little boy. And he came to Nandagram and found Krishna, taking the bull of Nandi and riding on the bull Nandi and being Krishna, you know, playful and supremely attractive, who drowned all the residents in pools mean ponds of ecstasy. And he had a question. Wherever there is Krishna, there must be Radha. Wherever there is a fire, there is light. Wherever there is musk, there is a fragrance. Wherever there is the moon, there are the moon rays. Where is Radha? So Narada Muni went through all of Braj, knocking at every door to find Srimati Radharani, but he was not successful. Finally, Narada Muni, in his search for Radha, knocked at the door of the king Vrishabhanu Maharaj and asked him in desperation, has a daughter appeared before you? Vrishabhanu said with tears in his eyes, I have a boy. Please look at the boy. And Krishna, when Narada Muni looked at the boy, it was Sridham Saka, and Narada pronounced a blessing with the right hand. This boy will be the best friend of Krishna. And do you also have a girl? Narada Muni asked. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj said, yes, She was born and she never opened her eyes. She never opened her mouth to speak, not even a baby sound. She's dumb. It seems she's deaf and she's blind. She's such a beautiful girl, but why has the Creator not given her eyes to see and a voice to laugh and say, Vrishabhanu, Tata, why not? Oh, said Narada Muni, can I just see this girl, please? I know some ceremonies to bring the voice back to the dumb and the vision to the blind. Can I see? So Vrishabhanu said, please see and bless this girl. She's more dear than everything to me. And with this, Vrishabhanu brought Narada Muni into a small little inner chamber in the palace. It was the most secret rooms in the interior thing. It was guarded by guards and by high walls and so on, thick walls. And Narada Muni only needed one glance and he understood, I have found the one I was searching. But he was felt so much ecstasy coming that he said, Vrishabhanu, please, I need to be... Then he didn't say it. He stopped his tongue. We need certain articles for the ceremony. Please, you go and get it. And at that moment, when Vrishabhanu left the place, the little girl who was lying with eyes closed, not giving a sound, transformed in the most beautiful divine goddess, Srimati Radharani, and gave a full darshan to Narada Muni. There are many pictures on Loi Bazaar, you will find the same pictures in the house of in the bhajan kutiyas of very advanced devotees, where Radha is seen. When she gave darshan to Narada Muni, she's dressed in a bluish sari. She has a dancing mudra like this. It also means something else, this mudra. With this hand, she takes souls from the world, puts them in this hand, and offers them to Krishna. So this is the mudra. Narada Muni just was first of all speechless, then he fell on the ground, and then he chanted, oops! Yes, a little dramatic. Then he chanted mantras in glorification of Srimati Radharani. And would you like to chant one of such mantras?
Yes.
You can focus your mind on Radharani, perhaps in that small baby form, if you want, or the goddess form. Both is there at the same time. Ra ra da ra di ta da de sha. Ra da ra di ta da de sha. I think we can do a little better, so maybe I break it up in syllable. Ra da ra di ta.
Ra da ra di ta.
Radhesha,
Radhesha,
Radhika,
Radhika,
Pranavallabha,
Pranavallabha,
Radharamana,
Radharamana,
Vande Tvam,
Vande Tvam,
Radhika,
Radhika,
Prema Nirjita,
Prema Nirjita,
la da da di ta da di sha
ra da di ta da di sha
radhika pranavallabha
radhika pranavallabha
radha ramana vande tvam
radha ramana vande tvam
radhika prema nirjita
radhika prema nirjita.
This mantra shows what Narada Muni was searching for, the eternal companion of Lord Krishna, the one who has totally bound a Krishna through ropes of affection. The translation of these names reads, O Lord of Radha. Who is the Lord of Radha?
Krishna.
Fully worshipped by Radha. Who is fully worshipped by Radha? And you know everything already. O treasure of Radhika's life, O enjoyer of Radha, I offer my respects to you who were defeated by Radhika's love. So Srimati Radharani has the privilege of having bound Lord Krishna, who can free everyone from bondage by the ropes of her divine affection. There's a pastime like this, which is celebrated by some devotees in the month of Kartik, whereas some devotees celebrate Lord Krishna as Damodara, who was bound by Yashoda. Other devotees, they know of a secret leela where Krishna came too late to Radha's kunja. He was not on time for the appointment, and Srimati Radharani took a hairband and just bound him and said, I will not let you go. So yes, then Vrishabhanu came back, and immediately Narada Muni took on the moon, the role of the Muni, very self-controlled, no tears in the eyes, and said, let's do a little aratik. And he did an aratik to the little baby, and then he said, I see something in my vision. Okay, said Vrishabhanu, what do you see? When the first year, the first birthday, so to say, celebration of Radha comes, then you must invite Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and they will bring their little boy Krishna. On that day, your child will see. And saying not much more, Narada Muni left, playing on his transcendent veena. So yes, on the first annual appearance day of Radharani, Vrishabhanu Maharaj did a large festival in Vashana, but he didn't bring Radha out. He was afraid she may be so fragile. Amongst the guests were Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. In fact, they were the main guests. And when the elders were all eating and talking, little Krishna left the company of his father and mother. They didn't even notice it. And he found his way to the palace. He opened the door of the little chamber where Radha was lying and came to the cradle and pulled himself up, it's also small, on the cradle, and looked into on Radha. And that moment, Radha opened her eyes and saw Krishna. It was, as one of my godbrothers liked to say, an eye-to-eye union. And the divine couple cried tears of ecstasy, and Radha begin to speak, Krishna, you have come. Krishna said, I have come to you. Yes. And then a little later, the two were dancing the rasa dance in the forest of Vrindavan. Little later means at the same time. They don't grow up like babies grow up. They have simultaneously their Balila and their Kishori Lila. Everything goes on. Nah, yes, but the eye-to-eye union, that was important. Good. Are you ready to hear the rest of Radha's coronation?
Yes.
You will see why we needed to hear all this. Now let me just see where to park this. So, Purnamasi said, Radha, it's time for you to appoint now the members of your government. You are the queen of Vrindavan. And as Vrinda has blessed you, you need counselors, you need friends, you need troops, you need wealth, you need people, everything. So please, you need a good government for all of this, to manage this. But by that time, she, Mati Radharani, who had gone through all this coronation and dressing like a queen, became very tired of being a public picture, or being in the picture, or being in the public eye. And she became very shy in the presence of the superiors, because she felt her beloved Krishna was nearby. So she looked timidly at Purnamasi, and Purnamasi immediately understood. She said, Krishna, you must appoint the government of Radharani. And Krishna appointed. It was easy to find the prime minister. Who became the prime minister?
Lalita.
Lalita. Then Vishakha became the personal secretary, and Vrinda also very easy. She became the forestry minister. And other gopis were appointed to offices which perfectly fitted their nature. Tungavitya became the Pandiji and the musician and so on. And after Krishna had filled every possible government post by appointing different gopis, dancers came, musicians came, orators, this means people who talk and everyone listens to it. You would say nowadays stand-up comedians, but they are even better, the orators. And the dancers, they all portrayed Radharani's qualities and pastimes. It became a festival of Radharani's. They made movements and gestures and laughed and sang and so on, while the singers glorified her in choicest poetry set to music that left even Krishna stunned. You know, that's something. When Krishna comes home from herding his cows in the afternoon and plays his flute, did you know that Brahma and Shiva and all, and the Gandharvas and their kings, they assemble left and right from the path where Krishna comes to hear the music which comes out of Krishna's flute, and to watch his gestures and the movement of his eyes. So if Krishna, the master of all music, is stunned, then that was something, you know. But all this time, Radharani's mind was somewhere else. She longed to be alone with Krishna. Yes, so many, the demigoddesses have celebrated her. Shiva, Brahma were there. There was so much, but she only wanted to be with one. That is Krishna. She looked towards the sky and in a helpless way exclaimed, "O Creator, you protected me from being consumed by my own anger. You protected me from being humiliated by my competitor." Remember when Padma came and they wanted Chandravali as a queen? "And you have protected me from being confined by my in-laws." Do you remember how Jatila locked her in and put two guards before the door? "After having saved me three times, will you not protect me once more? Without your mercy, O Creator, I fear that I will be drowned in an ocean of desire for Krishna's enveloping embrace." She yearned to have the divine loving pastimes with Krishna. The gopis immediately understood. They knew if Radha and Krishna could finally be together all alone by themselves, they could relish each other's company. And like it is the way in the spiritual world, they only wanted to facilitate Radha's meeting with Krishna. In the spiritual world, the mood of the gopis is to push each other forward to give pleasure to Krishna. In the mood in the material world is not to support another to make advancement, it's to try to come on the front ourselves. There's this interesting leela in the story in the Gaga Samhita. The son of Bali, Matanga, as far as I remember, was a powerful kshatriya and a wrestler, and once came into the temple of Ranganath, where he wanted to take darshan of the deity. Now, there were thousands of people before him. It's a big temple. But because he was a powerful kshatriya, he moved through the crowd and pushed people to the side, left and right, left and right. And then he pushed one person to the side who fell on the ground. When this person fell on the ground, Matanga realized, "My God, I've gone too far." It was a saintly person. And the saint said, "You're moving as insensitive as a dumb elephant. Become an elephant immediately." When a saint curses you, that's it. It has to come. So Matanga was so... he was trembling and said, I didn't see you." "That's not the point. If you shovel people out of your way to get first to Krishna, you will be the last. And you will be the elephant. It's not about me. It's about you, this curse." I'm sorry. I see my mistake." So the saint watched him and saw there were honest tears of regret. He felt really sorry. It was not a London, "I'm sorry, please forgive my offenses," which doesn't mean anything. It was a real statement. So he then said, "The saint, you are a very honest and sincere. You will become an elephant. I can't take this back, but you will meet Krishna." Do you know the name of that elephant? Kuvalayapida, who waited at the entrance of the wrestling arena, for Krishna, and who was liberated by Krishna. Anyway, so the gopis and Purnamasi, who stood nearby, read the gopis' mind and Radha and Krishna's mind. And so she requested all the brilliant goddesses, you know, Shamya, Chaya, Jami, Uma, you know, all these powerful demigoddesses. She requested them, please, it is now time for you to return to Svagaloka. The Shastras say the ladies of the heavenly planets happily collected their belongings and blessed Radharani with these words, O Radha, may you attain the good fortune of your lover's company, and may this majestic place be known as Unmada Radhika. Say it, please. Unmada Radhika. The place where Radhika became intoxicated by love. And then that all the demigoddesses and their heavenly assistants mysteriously disappeared, and no one could figure out how they had come and how they had gone. Goddesses just appear. Whoop. And then they disappear like a flame of fire, shoop, which all of a sudden is no longer there when there is a wind. And then Purnamasi turned to Krishna with a smile and said, Krishna, I must go now. I must personally narrate the details of today's festival to anyone who may have missed this coronation. Until I return, Krishna ji, stay here and protect Radharani. Finally now, Radha and Krishna were alone. Krishna was so overwhelmed to see Radhika with the crown, with the scepter and the royal garments, with the talking swans, that he was trembling out of love. So Radharani laughed and held him and embraced him with a faltering voice. She said, O Neelamani, that's the affectionate name of Radha, which she uses to call Krishna. O blue jewel, now listen, I tell you what's on my mind. And then she said, sang, Nija bonsha paraila more raja kori mora sada puraite hoibe murari. You fulfilled your desire by making me the queen, O Murari. Now, where your desire is fulfilled, my desire must be fulfilled. Dress as the prince of Braj and sit with me on the throne. I am your maidservant only. And then she started to cry. She had done what Krishna wanted her. And now Krishna was there, and she wanted Krishna to be in the center. And Krishna took his pitambara and gently wiped the tears which had assembled in Radhika's lotus eyes. Jiva Goswami concludes his work by saying, by the magic of Krishna's touch, the mountain of Radha's queenship, sovereignty, sank into the ocean of love, and the noble, mighty queen, who had been crowned that very day, once again became a milkmaid, the servant of Krishna. Both Radha and Krishna accepted then lordship over Braj. Radha and Krishna are the personification of beauty, my dear devotees. They are the temples where the goddess of youthfulness resides. Radha and Krishna are the kingdoms of all good qualities. They are the treasuries of all kinds of bliss. They are the substances of the 64 arts. They are the monsoon showers of loving exchanges, the pinnacles of divine charm. And Radha and Krishna are the loving shelters of all their devotees. Jiva Goswami ends Madhava Mahotsava by saying, if those devotees who can taste the mellows of ecstatic love in some way, taste even a portion of this work written by me, then my efforts will have borne fruit. Because something that is seen and appreciated by devotees of Krishna makes our whole life successful. Then he says, may she Radhika bestow supreme beauty to everyone. And he ends by saying, I eternally serve beautiful Krishna and his servant Sri Rupa Goswami, who made my present and future life auspicious. One jiva living in Vrindavan completed this poetic work by his own desire. May the shower of mercy drench him. Yeah, my dear devotees, this is Vaishnava poems or Vaishnava poetry. It is poetry inspired by love. You might ask yourself a question after hearing this. Wow, this is so high. This is so far away from my daily life, I can never find this on my Instagram and Facebook. This is beyond the reach of my mind and my kalpana, my imagination. Where is the benefit for me? My dear devotees, just hearing this katha has a power to make you blissful. But there is something which you can take from all of this. Prabhupada writes what that is. He says, the very name Radha, say?
Radha.
The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. In the blazing summer heat, Radha becomes the sandalwood paste mixed with camphor that is cooling as moonlight. In the winter, Radharani becomes the golden yellow warm clothing on his auspicious body. And in the springtime, Srimati Radharani becomes the sweetly scented blossoms on which give pleasure to Krishna. So in this way, she's eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Krishna. As such, she is the medium. This is actually Bhaktisiddhanta. I hear his voice here. She is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. You serve Radha, and it will be given to Krishna. Prabhupada said in London once, instead of offering the flower directly to Krishna, offer it to Radharani. And then Radha will go to Krishna and say, oh Krishna, this devotee is such a better devotee than me. Remember? Pushing forward. Love means pushing forward to give pleasure to Krishna. Now you can make contact to Radha by addressing her consciously in the Hare Krishna mantra. Yes. Prabhupada said, simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hare, and the Lord Himself as
Krishna,
very soon situates the Lord within the heart of the devotee. By thus addressing Radha and Krishna, one directly engages in their Lordship's service. The essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge is present when one addresses the Lord and His energy by the Hare Krishna mantra, for this transcendent vibration can completely liberate a conditioned soul and directly engage him in the devotional service of the Lord. In the morning lectures here in the temple, we have heard that this works only when you chant in a way that Rupa Goswami suggests. What is that way? Anudina means daily, and then Ararat. What does this mean? With affectionate respect. You have to approach the mantra as a very high over your head. And if you give him loving respect as you chant, he will enter the most precious place you have, the only place in which spiritual realization takes place. The mantra, when addressed in affectionate respect, will enter your heart and purifies chetodapanamajanam, the dust from the cover. But you must have affectionate respect, not negligent, not out of duty. Oh, I have to finish these rounds. Why was I so foolish to promise this? And so on. It has to be affectionate respect. Then only it works. Hare Krishna. So we will just quickly end here by chanting. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe.
Hey, 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 hey melody which we sang in the beginning.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.